And we're moving next to our new subsection, and that is speculation. So, hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you very much for joining me once again for the Comic Talk headlines. I, as always, am Dustin. Sorry, first day with the new tongue. I don't have a whole lot of time for today's episode, so we are going to be going very quickly in an attempt to make it short, and I'm going to try to rein in my opinions on things, though we are adding a new subsection to the rumor mill, and that is the speculation section. So, all of that being said, thank you once again for joining me. Let's get into the news. All right. So TV streaming, we have a couple of pieces, but they're all follow-ups. So it should hopefully go pretty quick. So first up, we are talking Moon Knight. We just got a casting announcement for Moon Knight. Ethan Hawke has been brought on to play the villain for the series, or at least for the first season of the series. And that villain, they haven't announced. It could be Bushman, I guess is the more appropriate way to pronounce that. Could be Bushman, could be Dracula, could be any number of Moon Knight rivals, villains, whatever. Bushman, though, seems to make the most sense because he is the most prominent of Moon Knight's rogues gallery, if you can say that. So we will be keeping tabs on this as it goes on because it is Moon Knight, which we're already keeping tabs on. So moving right along, we're talking about The Last of Us. That's right. Remember, we brought this up months ago. Last of Us is getting a series. I believe it was on Showtime. The series has now found its director. He has done some indie stuff. He won a pretty big award this year at Cannes. His name is very hard to pronounce, so I apologize in advance. Kantemir Balagov. I think that's close. He is the series. He is at least a director. It sounds like he's going to be directing a large chunk, if not the entire series, though they're not billing him as showrunner. So obviously he's not a producer. So all that being said, that's what we got for Last of Us. And then a real quick update on The Boys. Eric Kripke has come out and confirmed that we will be getting a live action adaptation of the Herogasm mini series. There goes the words. Don't come to my mouth. Miniseries, the Herogasm miniseries, is going to be adapted in a single episode for the next season of The Boys. So that should be quite a doozy. And that is the TV streaming section. Now let's talk about movies. We only have two pieces. The first piece is a follow-up, technically, on Godzilla vs. Kong, though it's kind of also brand new news because it is the changing of the release date. So originally the release date was May 21st. It has now been moved up by 2 months, is now coming out March 26th of this year. Oh, thank you. Hopefully that doesn't mean that they're going to cut corners on production, but that remains to be seen. We will continue to cover it as we can. Continuing on, we have another piece about Galaxy Quest. Another piece. Listen to me. We have a new piece about Galaxy Quest. Tim Allen was recently quoted in an Entertainment Weekly interview. That is a mouthful. Saying that there is a script for a sequel to the movie, and he says it's even a pretty good script, but if they want to actually make this in the and there's going to have to be some changes because apparently it hasn't been updated since at least 2016 when Alan Rickman, may he rest in peace, the man was a genius, Alan Rickman's untimely passing. Again, words. So that's pretty awesome. It still remains to be seen if we're going to see this because if it hasn't been updated in that long, I can't hold out any hope, really, but Tim Allen does seem fairly hopeful that it could still get made. So I had to put it in here because who doesn't love Galaxy Quest? That, though, is everything we've got for movies. All right, so rumor mill, as usual, is the biggest one because we're still not far enough into the year for this to be not the focus of everything going on because no news is really breaking. It's mostly just people speculating on the news. So that means we have a sizable rumor mill, comparatively at least. So first off, we're talking confirmations, refutations. We have a refutation about all of the Snyderverse rumors. Zack Snyder has recently gone to Vero, the app that he apparently prefers over all others, and he has confirmed a couple of things. First off, the rumors about the Snyder Cut being released as four separate parts, so effectively a miniseries. He says that is not happening. It is going to be released as a four-hour-plus movie, so we will have 4 hours of whatever the heck he was planning on doing, which is going to effectively be like his five-movie story all in one piece, it seems, because that was his plan, was five movies. So, sure. And then he also has said... Oh, I just lost my notes. Oh, but he also has said that the Snyderverse is not moving forward. He says it's because he's quote-unquote busy, which is probably just a very nice way of saying he doesn't want to deal with Warner Brothers anymore. But he's saying that it is because he's busy, not because he doesn't hear the fans and their outcry for more Snyder Cut or Snyderverse material. So there is not going to be a Snyder Universe, and there is not going to be a miniseries instead of an actual movie. So... two refutations in one. We're moving next to our new subsection, and that is speculation. So, if you have not watched WandaVision, if you are not looking for spoilers, this is going to be kind of spoilery, so you might want to skip forward about 10, 15 seconds. So, I just have a real quick speculation about WandaVision. After watching the first two episodes, I get the very distinct impression that this is not... inside Wanda's head, at least not entirely. So Agnes, there's been a lot of speculations that she's going to be Agatha from the comic books. Google her, because that's pretty heavy right there. So if Agnes is Agatha, then that means it's going one direction. I don't know necessarily if Agnes is going to be Agatha, because we know that Maria Lambeau, the actress that's playing the adult version of Lambeau, is also in this series, and we've seen trailers, we've seen a lot of stuff that shows us that actress as Lambeau. So, being as her name is not even kind of close, the fact that Agnes's name is close to Agatha kind of is a red herring as well. I honestly think that this is very much a prison that S.W.O.R.D. is that S.W.O.R.D. has put Wanda in because she's gone crazy. So... This is real light speculation, but I think we're going to find at the end of at least this first season that this is a prison for Wanda, and she is kind of tormenting herself with the thoughts of Vision, and at the end she's going to will her children into existence, much like she did in the comic books, because, you know, we get all of those, the children, it's all about the children. So that could be, I think that is a subconscious thing for Wanda, because there is no children in the first two episodes. So it's very interesting. That's my speculation. What do you think about it? Let's talk about it. Let's move on to the rest of the rumor mill. So rumors, starting off, we're talking about rumors for WandaVision. Now, this one comes from a pretty good source, assuming we'll get into it. All right. So WandaVision, there is now been reports that Evan Peters' version of Quicksilver will, in fact, be in the series. And this comes from the Spanish-speaking translator. He's the Spanish voice actor who is going to be dubbing the voice of Quicksilver, has confirmed that it is Evan Peters that he's doing the voice for. But there could be a lot lost in translation. There is still a little bit of wiggle room for this to not be a thing. So until we hear directly from the source, this can only go down as rumor. But it does seem to be a very likely rumor. So likelihood, 85%. I'm not going all the way up to 90, but we're saying 85% likelihood that Evan Peters will be playing some version of Quicksilver, at least to some extent, in the series. I don't think he's going to be the MCU Quicksilver going forward. I think this is going to be like him getting his proper farewell to the series. We'll see when it happens. So moving right along, we have Spider-Man 3. We now have reports that Charlie Cox has been seen on set for Spider-Man 3, kind of reaffirming all of the other rumors saying that Charlie Cox is going to be in the series. So will Charlie Cox be in the series? This elevates that possibility and likelihood. I'm saying Spider-Man 3 is going to be a giant key to a lot of things going forward with MCU. I'm going to pump this up just a little bit more. We're going to say 80% likelihood that Charlie Cox is going to be in Spider-Man 3. Moving right along, we have Thor Love and Thunder. We also have a similar rumor about Thor Love and Thunder. Matt Damon is reportedly been cast to some mysterious role for Thor Love and Thunder. He was in Thor Ragnarok very, very, very briefly and very, very incognito. So maybe he's reprising that role, or maybe he's coming on something else. There's not enough here to say one way or the next. It does come from a pretty reliable source. But because it's only coming from one source, and because there's no official word, we're saying 50% likelihood Matt Damon will be in Thor Love and Thunder. Moving right along, we have an Apex Legends rumor, and that Legends rumor is that the Switch version of the game is coming with the next update. So again, February 2nd is the next Apex Legends update. There was a Japanese trailer for that update that at the end had a February 2nd date attached to the Switch release, which we know the Switch release is being worked on. And then in the comment or in the video description over on the Japanese YouTube video, it also said that the release for the Switch would be February 2nd. Now, that could have been somebody getting their lines crossed. That could have been a number of things, or it could have been a legitimate mistake and they accidentally leaked their own date. We are 2 weeks away from that. I feel like if that was the case, it would have been made known by them by now, so I can't buy this one, really. We're going to put this at about 30% because there is some legitimacy there, but I just don't think there's enough. I think this was just somebody getting their lines crossed. And then our final piece of rumor is actually pretty awesome if you are into the video games, specifically, again, Nintendo video games, and then even more specifically, Mario Kart. We're talking Mario Kart 9. Mario Kart 9 is reportedly going to borrow something from the playbook of Smash Brothers, and that we are going to get characters from other Nintendo-owned franchises driving those go-karts. Yeah, I want this so bad. This could kind of explain the long delay between 8 and 9. Also, you know, they ported 8, so they had a lot of their resources going into 8, and now they have time to go into 9, so maybe because of where this is coming from, this comes from a pretty reliable source, someone who actually doesn't usually peddle in rumors. I'm going to put this up to 50%. I really want this to happen. I want it to be higher. And because I want it to be higher and I think it's actually lower, we're going right in the middle and we're saying 50%. So that is the rumor section, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then I'm part of this wonderful thing that you probably already know about. It's called the Nerdy Legion Podcast Association. Just Nerdy Legion. I don't know. Go check out nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts that we offer on the subject, because there is a bunch of really awesome content up there. So go check out all of that. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want to see some other nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds. We'll see you next time.